Donald Trump won office on a promise to put coal miners back to work, and 100 days into his presidency, they couldn't be happier. The price of coal shot up after the election and mines are hiring again, but it's unclear if it will last. North America correspondent Stephanie March reports from West Virginia.
That coal truck that just went by, he wasn't running half as much last year.
Dust from a coal truck swells up around Jordan Bridges as he stands by a highway in Logan County, West Virginia. The 29-year-old is a fourth-generation coal miner. For years, he and those around him have struggled to find enough work in an industry that's been dying for decades. He says in the past few months, though, that's all changed.
This past week, they gave us a raise. I mean, I never thought I'd see it raising, you know, in that fast of time. So it's really blew my mind. I mean, I'm ecstatic.
After Donald Trump was elected, the price of coal shot up, companies started acquiring mines, and most importantly for people here, they started hiring.
The number one fatal on surface mining is what? Truck haulers. You're absolutely right. Thank you.
In a dark, dingy classroom in nearby Williamson, 65-year-old Roger Ball is running a mine safety certification course. Before the election on November 8, he was lucky to have two students a week.
There was no business. It was down to zero. We were going to lock the doors and walk away. I'm not being political. Trump got elected and the lights came on and it's been nonstop ever since.
Today he has 15 students. One of them is Chris Church. Like most of his classmates, he has a job lined up for when he graduates, driving a truck at a nearby surface coal mine.
People have been going through a rough time trying to find jobs, feed their families, keep themselves afloat. And I mean, it looks like it's looking up for everybody.
America's coal industry has lost 60,000 jobs since 2011. Miners and Donald Trump blame environmental regulations put in place by Barack Obama. President Trump has started to dismantle them, and he's becoming a champion for miners like Jordan Bridges.
Yeah, he's exceeding our expectations, I believe. I don't know, I guess you're just tired of the same crap that you hear every time. I mean, it's always, I'm going to help you do this, or you're going to help me. He didn't say he's going to help us, he said he's going to let us work. You know what I mean? Nobody around here wants a handout, we all want a hand up.
The industry might be experiencing a resurgence now, but it's not clear if it will last. But for now, many of those in President Trump's heartland couldn't be happier. This is Stephanie March in Williamson, West Virginia, reporting for AM.